Hugo.
Sorry, I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Begin speaking after the tone. Then hang up when you are finished or press any key for further options.
Hello, is this, you're the assistant for what company, may I ask?
We're Capstick Solicitors.
Capstick Solicitors, and Hugh Gills is now a partner in this company, is that correct? Hugh Gills? Hugh Gills, H-U-G-H, Giles or Gills, G-I-L-E-S, I don't think I pronounced
it. Yes, he is, but would you like to speak to him?
I just attempted to speak to him. And I had and he was very uncourteous towards me and towards the matter, a high-graded issue of when he was the executive director of the Metropolitan Police. Together, his employee, Sally Gilhurst, fraudulently made an application. And in that application, they're holding me 7 years in my house illegally, like for the organisation of illegal raves. If it's something's illegal, you must be arrested for it, yeah? And I never got arrested for this offence. Yeah, then when I looked in the application, I noticed all the timestamps went backwards in it, and I noticed that there was no victim signatures on the bottom of the MG11 forms. Yeah, I noticed that they had forged all the pen. Now, I've been chasing this gentleman around, and he's left the other company to avoid disciplinary action, and they won't change what's right to be right. When they tried to accuse me of these cases in the beginning, I knew I never threw them. I was working in my community. I had the keys to my community hall. I was working in Bliss Charity, doing an event for charity and for unborn child. I was doing events for kids with cerebral palsy. I had lots of good things I was doing in this community, and I was doing nothing wrong. And then because of this, they've gone and used my personal data and my partner's personal data. Me and my partner have never, ever argued. And they used Ed Sheeran, who's in communication and media. And what they've done is they've pushed out a liar. Me and my partner have never argued. We've never had a problem. And they've pushed out a big thing trying to scare me out of this country and deceive the general public, yeah, of the truth, yeah. They're still holding me hostage in my house. Yeah, and this gentleman's working. I've requested under MG6E, yeah, for and in the right to a fair trial for them to allow for me to understand anybody's disciplinary actions. Now, if you may have a pen and pen for a second and just took this down for your own information and wrote Bristol, all one word, spotlight. Yeah, bristolspotlight.co.uk. You're seeing that another gentleman, the same as myself, being held hostage, or that he had problems with these police, with these people. And now... I just spoke to him, and he'd be, I'd like to speak to him again. I'd like to speak to him again to see if we can clear this up between ourselves. Or I'm about to go public with everything and on all the recordings that I have of all of his ex-employees. And I've got a recording of him now. I've made a full official report and recorded every single day. I've took every email that was sent in between us all and put them in it. And I've done everything. And I think that he deserves the opportunity and to be able to address these issues responsibly and not in the public's eye. Because that's what I'm about to do. May I ask who the other partner is of the firm? Who is partnered with in this firm?
Well, he's just joined as one of our new partners. So he's just working on his own at the moment. But maybe if I can try him again for you.
Yeah, that would be too perfect. Thank you. Thank you, madam.
calls us so long. His line's just ringing out at the moment. Would you like to leave a voicemail for him at all?
I just have a solution, yeah, and to the problem. And that could mostly to make minimal impact for himself and for myself and possibly and for the general public as well. And what that is, I've been requesting in the application itself, it was the organisation of a legal race. I never got arrested for something that was illegal. Every one of these places that I got set up, I got set up for 6 events while I was on curfew that I never really threw, yeah. And I copied the Facebooks and I've got them here proving that they're not my events, yeah. 3 of them are children that I don't know. They could be your kids, anyone's kids. They're just younger generation below. And 3 of them are associates of mine that I no longer really have, that I didn't speak to while I was on curfew, if that makes any sense. Now, the police all accepted that there was sections on every single one of these doors of the 6 events. And or section 144, which means that there has to be a breach under licensing. And section 63 only applies for under the Race Bill 1994 only applies for outdoors, 20 people or more outdoors, unless trespass has taken place. Trespass was never proven. Now, all I'm asking for him to do is pull a few strings and call, get someone to call an EGM meeting and the other thing, or whatever they need to do, an AGM, whatever they need to do, and just get it called back in court because they've noticed an error in law. Yeah, an error in law, and that trespass wasn't proven. Now, this releases me from being held captive illegally in my house when everyone knows that they don't have no victims. And it means that if I wanted to continue a corruption case against the Met Police or anybody, I'd have to walk into the police station and continue a corruption case. I don't intend to do this. I intend to be able to get this resolved without no one losing their jobs, unless I am forced to do another 3 years in my house, because the ASBO does not stop until 2020 at August. I've got to sit in my house illegally being detained, and I'm scared to walk out my house before 10 o'clock. I've got a 10 o'clock curfew for 7 years of my life.
But, begin speaking after the tone, then hang up when you are finished, or press any key for further options.
Who gives it?